Just to read a passage, actually, from Hilchos Tshuva, very briefly, about the Rambam's various categories of individuals who don't have a chelek in Olam Haba, seems a little bit far afield. You know, we're going from Sefer Amada all the way to Sefer Shoftim, but the Rambam basically there deals with three categories. Minim are people who maintain erroneous or deviant views about God Himself. And then the Rambam deals with a concept called Apikores, and that has to do with certain heresy regarding the prophetic realm, somebody who denies prophecy altogether, somebody who denies the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, or somebody who denies, just like in the prophetic realm, the communication between the divine and the human. The third category is Omer She'ena Bore Yodea Maaseh B'nei Adam, again, that there's this disconnect between God and the world. Then the Rambam says that there are three different kinds of individuals who are kofer b'Torah. We'll see why this is a very important line. Ha'omer she'en ha'Torah me'im Hashem, afilu pasuk achad, afilu teva achas. So somebody who denies the divine nature of the Torah, even, you know, a single letter. Im amar Moshe amaro mipiatzmo, where is a kofer b'Torah? Moshe was somehow, you know, going off on his own. That itself is a form of fira. Avechen hakofer beferusha v'hu Torah shabal peh, somebody who denies the Torah shabal peh as the authoritative interpretation of the Torah shabechzav. Hamachish magideha kigon tzadok ubaitus, attacks the exemplars, as we'll talk about, the ambassadors or the emissaries of Torah shabal peh, like tzadok and baitus. So that will also qualify one as a kofer b'Torah. And thirdly, on the detailed level, Ve'omer Shabori Hechlif Mitzvazo B'Mitzvah Cheres Ukvar Batla Torah Zo Afal Pishi Haisa Me'im Hashem Kigon HaHagrim Kolachan V'Shlosha Elu Kofir B'Torah. So this, the Rambam associates at this particular junction with certain Muslim traditions, that, you know, things were switched. So not denying the divine origins, but noting that, you know, things may have been switched over time, and that would not be altogether different from certain traditions within the gospel. So the reason that I'm bringing that up is that's, I think, really the appropriate place to start Hilchos Mamrim. Now the Radvaz, just in a comment, notes that this is, you know, a very natural extension of Hilchos Sanhedrin and Hilchos Eidus that follows. The Radvaz writes, Samach Rabbeinu Hilchos Mamrim Levishu Michlal Hilchos Sanhedrin Shai Chayavin Kol Yisrael Lishmo Alahem. Right, Hilchos Sanhedrin deals with the mechanics of the Sanhedrin, appointing the Sanhedrin, but we also have to listen to them. That's why we spent the last number of days talking about the mitzvah saseh of Alpiya Torah Asher Yomrucha, Ve'al Mishpat Asher Yomrucha Taseh, and then the parallel lo saseh of lo sasrim in Adavar Asher Yagidu L'chay Yaminu Smol. V'chol ha-mamra SPM over below saseh, V'im zakin mamra chayav misa. Right, so just like in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam projected the centrality of the zakin mamre, so we have the same exact idea here. The Radvaz noting that the Rambam will privilege that as well. So let's jump right in terms of Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, Bezdin Hagadol Shebirushalayim. Okay, the idea of the Bezdin Hagadol and their power and their authority has much to do with the place from which they rule. Their capacity, let's say, to adjudicate dinei nefashos is mina makom ahu, is delimited by their location in Yerushalayim. Kevan shigalu Sanhedrin, we say, once the Sanhedrin is no longer in Yerushalayim, they're unable to manifest the full range of what would be their juridical powers. So Bezdin Hagadol shel Yerushalayim him ikar Torah shebal peh. They are the very foundation of Torah shebal peh. Right, they are the embodiment of Torah Shabbat Peh. When we think about Torah Shabbat Peh as written down, but of course it wasn't. So Torah Shabbat Peh and the personas are inextricably linked with each other. Vehem Amud Hahura'a. They are the very pillars of halachic instruction. Umehem Chok Umishpat Yotzei L'chol Yisrael. And we'll see how the Rambam defines each of these terms. Each are really significant. Chok could refer to their legislative ability, right? That they can pass takanos, nigzeros, and minhagos, as the Rambam refers to it, say minhagim, umishpat, and their capacity to rule in, you know, a judicial context, right? So we have a separation of powers here in the United States between the legislative branch and the judicial branch. There is no separation of powers in halacha. They can legislate, and they are obviously the judicial body. Yotzei l'chol Yisrael ve'aleihem hivticha Torah shenemar al pi haTorah asher yarucha ve'al mishpat asher yomru l'cha taseh. The Torah invested its faith in them. Zo mitzvah saseh. And then the Rambam, and this is why we started with Hilchos Tshuva, and particularly that notion of kfira, v'chol ha-ma'amin b'moshe rabbeinu v'sara, so anybody who believes in the Torah, anybody who's not a kofir ba-Torah, the opposite of a kofir being a ma'amin, v'chol ha-ma'amin b'moshe rabbeinu v'sara, so chayev lismoch ma'asei hadas aleihem ulihi sho'ein aleihem. There are really two different points here. So chayav lismoch ma'asei hadas aleihem, the level of execution and mitzvah performance, one has to be faithful to their rulings. Uli hisha'en aleihem, and I think that transcends that sense of lishain aleihem, like say ein lanu al mi lishain el avishamayim, right? And to have a broader sense of trust in them than the opposite. Kol mi she'enu oseh baras and over belosa say shenamr lo tasser min kol davar asher agid l'cha ve'en lokin alav zed. This is generally not associated with malchus, even if a person would commit an action. Mivnei shenitan la'azharas misas bezdin, because at least in theory, this can result in the death penalty, in which case, and we'll deal with all the details of this in the later prakim of Hilchos Ma'amrim, shekol chacham shemore al divreyam yisasu v'chanek shenemar v'isha asher yasev zadon levil tishmo. So just like in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam were, you know, selecting, you might have thought, like one particular case, just happened to be the case of Zakin Mamre, and saying that really is what lo sasser min hadavar asher yagid l'cha yaminu smol, that is the expression of that. So here he does the same, you know, the very same thing, the Mishnah Torah, privileging the role of the Zakin Mamre. And the fact that the Rambam considers it in general, alav shenitan lazharas misas bezdin, is really a fascinating thing, because being a Zakin Mamre requires certain credentials. You have to be of a certain stature. So, you know, for the average person, in no practical way is it alav shenitan lazharas misas bezdin. That's really a formality. And yet the Rambam be telling us that in its very nature, it can be described as a lav which lends itself, or could potentially result in Misas Bezdin, tells us what the real Mechayiv of Lo Sasser Min Adavar Sheyagid V'Chayam Min Yismol. The real Mechayiv apparently is not simply not following their instructions. Maybe that's the bit that I'll say of Al Piyat Torah Sheyarucha V'Al Mishpat Asher Melot Chataseh. But the idea of Lo Sasser Min Adavar Sheyagid V'Chayam Min Yismol, as we'll go on and develop, really has to do with the threat to Torah itself, and taking Torah Achas and Nases Kishte Toros, and that of course can be achieved really only by the ignominiously achieved, of course, by the Zakin Mamre, who in his personal stature is enough to create a threat against the Bezdin Hagadol. So again, a very powerful line: Chol Hamam in B'Moshe Rabbeinu V'Saraso Chayav Halismoch Maase Hadas Alehen, has to of course execute their particular instructions. Uli Hishai in Aleihem has to have that sense of trust. If there is no acceptable bifurcation between, you know, accepting the legitimacy of Torah Shebichsav and not accepting the legitimacy of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and the individuals whom the Rambam describes as the Ikar of Torah Shebaal Peh, the very personification and the embodiment of Torah Shebaal Peh. Again, you know, our perceptions are colored inexorably by the fact that these things are written down, but the individuals who are the embodiment of Torah Shebaal Peh, when of course things were in their natural state, as Dvarim Shebichsav, Yata Rashai L'Amran Baal Peh, and Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Yata Rashai L'Kasvan, that these were really two different realms. So God willing, we will pick it up there tomorrow.